now it's time for Dr. Joe's Conspiracy Countdown of the Week.
All right, we're back. And now joining us is Dr. Joe Usinski, our conspiracy guy. How you doing, Joe?
Very good. It's great to be with you again.
Okay. So now what have you got for me today? Something a little different, hey?
So I want to do something a little different today. So I'm not going to do our top three countdown for the week. But instead what I want to do is maybe assuage some fears out there about how conspiratorial the country has become. So right now we see a lot of people saying, oh, my God, we've gone off the conspiracy theory cliff and we have all these new conspiracy theories and this is a new thing. We've never seen it before. And back in the old days, everyone was sane and we rejected conspiracy theories. But what I want to say today is that sort of view probably isn't true.
It's always been going on.
It's always been going on. And what I want to do, just for a few minutes, provide just some glaring examples from the past. And this is from some data that I collected in my book, American Conspiracy Theories. So I'll give you the year and the conspiracy theories where we picked these out of the New York Times, going back to the 1890s. So I think what we'll see is more continuity rather than change. So how about I start with a few directed at the Democrats?
Okay.
Okay. So we'll go back to 1934, and I'll just summarize what some people wrote in as letters to the editor. So 1934, President Roosevelt is trying to convert the USA to communism. President Roosevelt is trying to become a dictator. That's 1937. 1949, liberals conspire to bring about a Soviet dictatorship in the U.S., 1957, Northern liberal politicians want to gain control of the South and destroy America from within. 1978, President Carter, of all people, is actually an agent for the Soviets. And most recently, 2008, Obama is a secret Muslim to undermine America with his secret plans. So if you were around during the Obama administration, you said, oh, my God, where are all these kooky conspiracy theories coming from? Well, there's nothing new there. We've been saying this for at least the past 100 years.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We have the same conspiracy, and we never grow out of it. We just change the characters.
The names change, but the everything else stays the same. So if we flip the script and say, what have conspiracy theorists been saying about Republicans? We can go back. So let's start with 1902. Somebody wrote in, Republicans are using the beet sugar industry as a front for annexing Cuba. President Roosevelt in 1904, that's the first President Roosevelt, is manipulating elections with bribes. President Hoover is making secret business deals to bankrupt the USA. The extreme right has taken over government and corporations and is funding anti-democratic organizations. 1980, the radical right wants to remove the Bill of Rights. And in 1981, Young Americans for Freedom, which is a college group, are hidden fascists who plan to take over the country. Now, you can go back and say, these just haven't become true. We never annexed Cuba, and we haven't repealed the Bill of Rights. So you could say, even if these plots were real, they weren't pulled off very well.
Oh, and it's kind of interesting how the parties have changed. Like what we're blaming conspiracy for back then on a Democrat or a liberal and a Republican, now it's kind of flipped in today's world.
Exactly. And all of this winds up being very situational, right? It's like whoever we dislike, we blame for whatever the world's problems are right now. And that changes over time. So.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'll give you just a sampling of a few other interesting ones. So if we go back in time, 1945, somebody writes in that they think the American Medical Association, the AMA, is a totalitarian group with totalitarian aims for the country. Obviously, I don't think the AMA has taken over the government yet.
They're working on it.
They're working on it. 1978, Catholics are conspiring to take over the world. Has not yet happened, and if anything, I think Catholic membership and financial revenue has dropped, and they've been in a lot of trouble since 1978.
Well, no, that's just what they want you to think.
Yeah, it's all a ruse. 1981, somebody writes into the New York Times, Freemasonry is an international conspiracy. If it is, it hasn't worked out very well. I've visited Freemason headquarters in London to one of the main lodges, and would they take you on a tour of all the, you know, the beautifully painted rooms, and what they are very honest. And they tell you they've lost a huge chunk of their membership, and they're losing some of the more powerful people. Because they're just not gaining ground in terms of membership or in terms of their clout. So if it wasn't indeed an international conspiracy, it's not working out for them. So we can go back in time, and just as zany as, you know, as every other week you and I talk about the zany stuff on the internet, you know, we can go back in time and we find just as zany things long before the internet ever showed up.
Yeah, the conspiracies get to other people much quicker now with the internet.
Yeah, they get there quicker, but they're no, you know, they're no more zany than they used to be. And for most of the stuff that we talk about, very few people believe it. Some people will latch on, they'll spread it around. But if you go on Twitter late at night, you'll find thousands of new conspiracy theories. but they'll be gone by tomorrow night. So as much as we incubate these new ideas, they don't tend to hatch very well.
Yeah, I guess there's only certain ones that will stick with us.
Yeah. So with that in mind, let me give you a few that you'll might come off as a little bit funny, because clearly they did not come true. So 1991, corporations have built baby farms so that they're growing babies on these farms for organ transplants. That never turned out to be true. I don't think we can grow babies on farms. The polio vaccine is actually an anti-Muslim plot to spread autism in Africa.
There you go.
Yeah, probably not true. And the WPA, which was one of Franklin Roosevelt's, you know, depression programs, was using children's plays to spread communism and take over the country with communism. Did not work. And along those same lines, 1941, someone writes into the New York Times, very concerned, Mozart's music is socialistic, with the intent to lead socialist youths into battle.
Oh, wow.
So I've listened to a lot of Mozart, usually fell asleep. I've never became a socialist because of it, and certainly did not want to go to battle. It just made me drowsy. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. You see, but it's not working on you. So
perhaps I'm immune.
You're immune.
And my personal favorite, when you go back to 1973, we're at the height of the women's movement. And somebody writes into the New York Times with a secret plot saying that the CIA has invented lesbianism and created a bunch of lesbian agents to infiltrate the women's movement and now the National Organizations of Women to seduce the female members and then blackmail them with their sexual improprieties to take down the women's movement.
Wow. And that's still working.
So and this was written in the Times, and a lot of people responded like, what is this?
Yeah, that's wow. But you know, it's the same old thing, you know, take down what you don't like, or it's some sort of thing that has, I love that it was invented by the CIA.
No one was a lesbian before 1973.
No, it just wasn't right. And they did it.
It was created in a laboratory.
And they sprayed it on us.
So, I mean, essentially what you see here is people like to blame the people they already don't like for whatever ills there are in the world. And oftentimes, you know, if we think in conspiratorial terms, then we blame people and groups we don't like for conspiring against us. And it's something that's very normal throughout history. And, you know, for those people who go to bed at night thinking, oh my God, we've all lost our minds, we're all conspiracy theorists now, it's really nothing new. And as wacky as some things sound, it's more continuity than change.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the same thing, you know, redone over and over, and for a new generation.
Yeah, and I read these, and I'm like, thank God they didn't come true. So,
yeah, just another day. Wow. Oh, Joe, well, thank you very much for the information. Now I can sleep tonight.
Well, thank you.
To find out more about our show, guests, or listen to a previous show, visit our website at www.somethingweirdmedia.com.
The mission has been completed.
The end!
By George, he's got it! It is the end!
I'll see you.
If you're lying to me, I'll be back.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.